Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to the Wednesday, November 30th edition of the Orbit News Desk on WMCO 90.7. I'm Bree Rhodes, along with Zach Finsky and Chelsea McCray.
The latest local news from Orbit Media News. Muskingum University took part in Giving Tuesday, which for the past 5 years has been the Tuesday following Thanksgiving. Since its inception in 2012, it is a day that gives people the opportunity to give charitable donations to organizations and businesses in their community. It is a global initiative that is mostly tackled through social media sites. Many donations were given to Muskingum University from many of its alumni. More information about Giving Tuesday and the organizations that are taking part can be found at givingtuesday.org.
A call to service. A remembrance will be hosted by Muskingum University on December 8th at 11 in the morning. The service will be held in Brown Chapel and is free and open to the public. The focus will be remembering those who lost their lives during World War II and to honor John Glenn for his service. Annie Glenn's senior piano recital on December 7th in 1941 will also be remembered in the service. According to the Glens, John was on his way to Annie's piano recital when he heard of the Pearl Harbor attack. He attributes the moment to his decision to serve in the war efforts. Music for the service will be coordinated by Assistant Professor of Music, Dr. David Turrell, and the Assistant Professor of Music and Director of Choral Activities, Dr. Zebulon Hyben. Muskingum University student Tony Gray, who is in the United States Army, will begin the service with an opening prayer.
Musky seniors that are planning to graduate early in December will be invited to a December reception on Saturday, December 10th at 10:30 in the morning in Brown Chapel. Families will also be invited to attend. The reception will not be formal, and those seniors will be invited back for the formal concernment ceremony on Saturday, May 6, 2016.
Scott's Diner opened on Main Street in New Concord on November 22nd. Keith Scott, the new owner, said that he spent most of his time growing up in or around the restaurant business, and that buying the diner gave him the opportunity to fulfill his dream. The diner hours are Tuesday through Sundays from 6 in the morning through 3 in the afternoon. Scott's Diner can be reached at 740-801-1730 and is located at 41 East Main Street.
That concludes this portion of the local news. The WMCO time is 5:33. Here's a look at your orbit weather forecast. Rest of the day is considerable cloudiness with a 30% chance of showers and a near steady temperature of 57. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of showers in the evening with a low of 35. Thursday, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy and much colder with a high of 43. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 32. Friday, mostly cloudy with a high of 42. Friday night, mostly cloudy and a low of 27. Saturday, partly sunny with a high of 43. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 28. The temperature at the Geyer Studio is 60 degrees.
Coming up next on the Orbit News Desk, we'll take a look at what's going on around the state and the nation. So keep it here on WMCO 90.7, The Orbit.
You just heard the local news and weather here on the Orbit News Desk. Right here on WMCO, we will be right back after the break, giving you a look at both the state and the national news, only here on the radio voice of Muskingum University.
You're listening to Paul Robeson with Shenandoah, and you're on The Soundbeat.
Shenandoah, I long to hear you away, you rolling river.
Shenandoah, or O Shenandoah, as it is sometimes referred to, is an early American folk song and sea shanty. Popular with sailors as early as the 1880s, the song is an ode to the Shenandoah River Valley and its river. It's a tributary of the Potomac and runs through Virginia and West Virginia. The valley's fertile lands made it a top-notch settling place and, apparently, a swell spot for a folk tune. Now, according to which version of the song you're listening to, the narrator is a Confederate soldier pining for home, a roving trader in love with an Indian chief's daughter, or, well, someone else. For a more detailed look at the song, check out our blog at soundbeat.org.
Sail across the stormy ocean. Away I'm bound to go.
Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
Here at The Orbit, we are back in the Geyer studio with today's breaking state and national news, only on WMCO.
Welcome back to The Orbit News Desk, only on WMCO 90.7. I'm Chelsea McRae with a look at today's state news. The FBI says a Somali-born student who carried out a car and knife attack at Ohio State University may have been inspired by the Islamic State group along with a former al-Qaeda leader. Law enforcement officials said Wednesday that it's too soon to say the rampage that hurt 11 people on Monday was terrorism. The FBI says it is looking to verify whether Ohio State student Abdul Razak Ali Artan posted rantings on Facebook about U.S. interference in Muslim lands on the morning of the attack. Police also say Artan bought a knife before the attack, but do not know if that was the weapon he used. The 18-year-old was fatally shot by a police officer shortly after driving into pedestrians and then slashing people with a knife.
A self-driving truck is scheduled to hit the road in central Ohio in conjunction with an announcement about new state investments to support researching that kind of transportation technology. Officials say the vehicle from the self-driving truck maker Otto will travel at 35-mile stretch of U.S. Route 33 between Dublin and East Liberty after Wednesday's announcement by Governor John Kasich. A driver will be in the self-driving truck as a backup. Officials say that section of Route 33 will become a corridor where technologies can be safely tested in real-life traffic, aided by a fiber-optic cable network and sensor system slated for installation next year. Kasich's announcement is expected to detail that investment. The self-driving truck also is slated to travel on the Ohio Turnpike later this week.
Defense attorneys say an Ohio man who plotted to attack the U.S. Capitol has now rejected radical Islamic propaganda that influenced him and should get a substantially lighter prison term than the 30-year sentence prosecutors are seeking. In a 31-page memo filed Tuesday, attorneys for 22-year-old Christopher Lee Cornell say a sentence between 10 and 20 years is more appropriate. They urge the court to not throw away a young man they say can be saved. Cornell was accused of plotting to attack during President Barack Obama's 2015 State of the Union address. Cornell pleaded guilty to three charges, including attempted murder of U.S. officials and employees. The FBI arrested him January 14th in 2015 in a gun shop parking lot. U.S. District Judge Sandra Beckwith is scheduled to sentence Cornell on Monday.
Cleveland has submitted manuals to a federal judge setting guidelines on how two civilian-run agencies investigate and handle citizen complaints as the city works to meet requirements in an agreement to reform its police department. The head of the monitoring team overseeing implementation of Cleveland's court-ordered consent decree said in a document filed Tuesday that the manuals for the Office of Professional Standards and the Police Review Board were designed to make filing non-criminal complaints against police officers easier and ensure thorough investigations. A December 2014 report by the U.S. Department of Justice concluded police officers had shown a pattern, and practice of using excessive force and violating civil rights. It also said Cleveland's civilian complaint system was disorganized and ineffective.
Now let's take a look at what's been going on around the nation today. A Tennessee mayor says three more bodies have been recovered after the wildfires in the Great Smoky Mountains, bringing the death toll to seven. Sevier County Mayor Larry Walters said Wednesday that officials believe more than 400 buildings have been damaged in the county. He also noted that three people who were trapped after the wildfires Monday night have been rescued. He did not go into details about the rescue and said authorities have not positively identified the dead. He says search and rescue missions are ongoing.
Green Party presidential nominee Jill Stein is pushing back against charges from Wisconsin Republicans that she illegally coordinated with Democrat Hillary Clinton to raise money for recounts in three states. Stein campaign manager David Cobb said in a statement Wednesday that the recount effort is nonpartisan and Stein is not coordinating with any other campaign. Cobb says any allegations to the contrary are fabrications. He says the Wisconsin Republican Party complaint to the Federal Elections Commission is nothing but a PR stunt to push a false narrative that will ultimately have no impact on the recount in Wisconsin. The complaint contends that Clinton is the only person who could benefit from the recount and that she appears to have illegally helped Stein raise nearly $7 million for the recounts in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan.
Mexican airline Interjet says it has found an 8-year-old dog named Micah who had escaped her cage and gotten lost at Mexico City's International Airport. Photographs on the airline's Twitter account Wednesday show Micah reunited with her owner, Pamela Alvarez of Houston. Details were not immediately available on where the dog was found, but a post by Alvarez on Twitter thanks friends, family, and Interjet for helping find Micah. The airline had posted photos of the search efforts and flyers with a picture of Micah with a pink neckerchief. The flyer offered a 5,000 peso, $250 reward. Alvarez was not informed of Micah's disappearance until her flight arrived in Houston. Micah apparently escaped when her cage fell at the airport.
A new court filing suggests Prince's estate is worth about $200 million. It's the first time a specific estimate has emerged publicly from the court proceedings following Prince's overdose death in April. Since he left no known will, Prince's sister and five half-siblings are in line to inherit equal shares of the estate after taxes gobble up about half of it. Bremer Trust is overseeing the estate. Early on, an attorney said the estate could be worth somewhere between $100 million and $300 million. Based on the new filing, which includes the company's fee, the Associated Press calculates that Bremer Trust now puts the value of the estate at about $200 million. Two experts not connected with the case agreed with that conclusion.
That concludes national news. After the break, we'll take another look at what's going on around the WMCO listening area, as well as the latest local and national sports news. This is the Orbit News Desk, only on WMCO 90.7, the radio voice of Muskingum University.
We will be right back to the Orbit News Desk after a short break, and when we come back, we will give you another look at local news and sports. So keep it here on WMCO New Concord. For all events happening in and around New Concord, tune in to 90.7. The WMCO Community Calendar keeps you up to date on all the events at 10 till the hour. For a full list of events, go to orbitmediaonline.com and click on the Community Calendar tab. You can also submit events under the Community Calendar tab at least 2 weeks in advance.
When children experience traumatic events, they may not know how to ask for help. Recognizing the signs of childhood trauma is an important first step. Learn to notice the signs and where to seek help. Visit samhsa.gov/child-trauma.
brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Saturday Light Brigade is a program that airs every Saturday on WMCO. Broadcasting live from Pittsburgh, the program uses games, activities, and storytelling to help children learn communication skills and creative thinking in a fun environment, while also promoting community engagement. Gather your family and tune in to 90.7 FM for the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturdays from 6 till noon.
You're tuned into the Orbit News Desk on WMCO 90.7. We will be giving you another look at your local news and checking out sports both in New Concord and the rest of the world. Keep it here on The Orbit.
You're tuned into the Orbit News Desk on WMCO 90.7. I'm Zach Vinsky. Let's take another look at the latest news going on around the WMCO listening area. Muskingum University took part in Giving Tuesday, which for the past 5 years has been the Tuesday following Thanksgiving. Since its inception in 2012, it is a day that gives people the opportunity to give charitable donations to organizations and businesses in their community. It is a global initiative that is mostly tackled through social media sites. Many donations were given to Muskingum University from many of its alumni. More information about Giving Tuesday and the organizations that take part can be found at givingtuesday.org.
A call to service, a remembrance, will be hosted by Muskingum University on December 8th at 11 in the morning. The service will be held in Brown Chapel and is free and open to the public. The focus will be remembering those who lost their lives during World War II and to honor John Glenn for his service. Annie Glenn's senior piano recital on December 7th in 1941 will also be remembered in the service. According to the Glenns, John was on his way to Annie's piano recital when he heard of the Pearl Harbor attack. He attributes that moment to his decision to serve in the war efforts. Music for the service will be coordinated by Assistant Professor of Music Dr. David Turrell and Assistant Professor of Music and Director of Choral Activities Dr. Zebulon Hyben. Muskingum University student Tony Gray, who is in the United States Army, will begin the service with an opening prayer.
Muskie seniors that are planning to graduate early in December will be invited to a December reception on Saturday, December 10th at 10:30 in the morning in Brown Chapel. Families will also be invited to attend. The reception will not be formal, and those seniors will be invited back for the formal concernment ceremony on Saturday, May 6, 2016.
That does it for your local news. The WMCO time is 5:48. Here's the latest in your Muskie sports news. Muskie men's basketball continued their good start to the 2016 campaign over break, downing Washington and Jefferson 86-77 on Saturday. Freshman Marcus Dempsey led the way offensively with a team-high 21 points. The Muskie offense was hot throughout the game as the team shot 60% from the floor, making 32 of their 53 attempts. The win brings the Muskies to an unblemished 3-0 mark to start the year with a tough test tonight when the men welcome Oberlin to New Concord looking for their fourth victory. WMCO has the live call with pregame starting at 6:30. Free throws ended up being the difference maker for the Lady Muskie basketball team as they fell to Hiram 71-63 Tuesday night at home. The Muskies were only able to make 50% of their attempts from the line, while Hiram made 83% of their takes. The loss drops the Muskies to 1-2 on the season, with their next matchup coming on Saturday when they travel to John Carroll. Muskie football saw eight players named to the All-Ohio Athletic Conference team this season. Senior Cheney Fulton, Dorian Maynard, and Sam Green were all named as first-team selections, while fellow senior Chris Hoffman and juniors Granger Long and Chris Sweck were honored And second team selections, senior Jordan Scanlon and Melvin Smith rounded out the group, receiving honorable mention accolades.
Now let's take a look at the WMCO National Sports Minute.
Here's your national sports update for Wednesday, November 30th. The newest addition to the NHL, the Vegas Golden Knights, have received some backlash for their name. The U.S. Army stated they were going to look into the name of the 31st team in the league. The Golden Knights is the nickname of the elite longtime parachute team in the Army. The Vegas Golden Knights owner, Bill Foley, is a graduate from the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. Foley says that he doesn't think the name crosses any lines. He says the name came from the basis that Nevada is the largest gold-producing state and the golden tones of the Vegas Strip. Foley said that their use of Golden Knights is distinctive from the Army Golden Knights, just as the New York Rangers are distinctive from the Texas Rangers. That was your national sports update for Wednesday, November 30th. I'm Zach Vinsky. That does it for the National Sports Minute. Tune into the next WMCO Sports broadcast tonight when the men's basketball team take on the Oberlin Yeomen at home. WMCO has the call at 6:30. You can also hear the live broadcast online. Just go to the Muskingum University Athletics homepage and click on today's broadcast.
The WMCO time is 5:50. Let's take a look at the latest in Orbit Media News programming. Listen to WMCO Thursday, December 8th for a special Muskingum Chapel service titled A Call to Service. This one-hour service will honor the Muskingum students who fought in World War II as a remembrance of the attack on Pearl Harbor. In addition to the 75th anniversary of Annie Glenn's piano recital, which also took place on December 7th, 1941. That's A Call to Service Thursday, December 8th at 11 in Brown Chapel or live here on 90.7. The service will also be available via Orbit Media's Periscope channel. The link will be posted to our social media for live viewing. Follow Orbit TV's YouTube channel, find Orbit TV on orbitmediaonline.com, or by searching for Orbit Media TV on YouTube. See the latest Final Lap sports interviews with football head coach Al Logan and Muskie volleyball senior Katie Hunt, along with Orbit Media's Mannequin Challenge. Tune in for the Muskie Sports Blast. The WMCO Sports Department brings you the latest in local, college, fantasy, and national sports news, weeknights at 8. You can follow Orbit Media Sports on Twitter at Orbit907Sports. Listen to the WMCO Music Department's weekly show, Something Old, Something New, Tuesday and Fridays at 9 and noon. Olivia Brown and Brad Roberts from our music department pair a current studio song with an old library favorite. WMCO is live Thursday mornings at 11 with the Muskingum University Chapel Service. Here on 90.7, WMCO also airs weekly student meeting Tuesday and Friday at 11 in the morning. New Concord Village Council airs Wednesday and Sunday at noon. Find the November issue of the Black and Magenta on issuu.com. This month's stories include Mental Health Awareness Day on campus, the Muskie High, and Winter Sports Preview.
The Orbit News Desk is going to take one final break. After the break, find out what's going on around the community, and we'll also have a final look at the Orbit weather forecast. You're tuned in to WMCO 90.7, Muskingum University Radio.
We will be heading to break one last time here on the Orbit News Desk, but when we return, we will take a look at your community calendar and give you one more look at your Orbit weather forecast. Keep it here on the radio home of Orbit Media, only on WMCO 90.7 FM.
Are you looking to stay informed on the latest MLB offseason news? What about local weather, news, and sports? DJ Mayan Rack has all of your bases covered. Tune in Wednesdays from 8 to 10 as I break down the latest trade rumors and free agent signings all across the league. Once again, Wednesdays, 8 to 10, only here on WMCO 90.7, your leader in fighting Muskie sports.
Welcome to Isla Earth. What's a significant threat to the survival of captive gorillas? Surprisingly, it's heart disease. It's ironic. In the wild, gorillas inch closer to extinction daily from habitat loss and poaching. Because of this troubling outlook for wild gorillas, zookeepers especially want to maintain captive gorillas in good health. Yet male gorillas in zoos and preserves have significant rates of chronic heart disease. So high, the veterinarian Pam Dennis of the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo describes heart disease as a major threat to gorilla health. Are genetics a factor, or diet, or exercise, or a virus? To find answers, researchers have formed the Gorilla Health Project, a collaboration of zoos across North America. They are pooling information to form a database about gorilla heart disease and other conditions affecting captive gorillas. At the Cleveland Zoo, recent heart exams of two males in their 20s revealed signs of minor heart disease in one and advanced heart disease in the other. Just like humans, they're now taking beta blockers and/or ACE inhibitors to hopefully stem their disease progression. And now, thanks to the database, how they fare may help other gorillas. Learn more about gorillas both captive and wild at islaearth.org. Isla Earth is recorded on the campus of California State University, San Bernardino, and produced by the Catalina Island Conservancy, because Earth is an island.
Only 0.5% of all high school student-athletes play basketball in college. But all 100% of them become adults. That's why playing basketball in their high school team is so important. High school athletes learn life lessons that help them grow up. Lessons that can't be taught in the classroom and often aren't taught at home. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The Orbit News Desk is coming to a close, but here is your final look at the Orbit weather forecast, your community calendar, and who will be your 68 DJ here on The Orbit.
This is the Orbit News Desk on WMCO 90.7. Here's a look at some of the events going on around the WMCO listening area straight from the community calendar. The John and Annie Glenn Museum and the National Road and Zangre Museum are offering lunch and dinner tours for the holidays. Both museums are fully decorated for the season and can host groups. For more information or to schedule a lunch or dinner tour at either site, contact 826-3305. Muskingum University Department of Music presents Home for the Holidays on Saturday, December 3rd at 7 in the evening in Brown Chapel. The concert will feature a festive Muskingum University Concert Choir and Choral Society under the direction of Dr. Zebulon M. Hyben and the Muskingum University Wind Ensemble under the direction of Dr. David A. Terrell. The National Road and Zangre Museums are hosting their Jingle Bells Days on Sunday, December 4th, from 1 in the evening until 4 in the evening. For reservations or more information, call 872-3143. Vespers is December 10th at 7 in the evening at the College Drive Presbyterian Church. Coverage of the event will air live on WMCO starting at 6:45 in the evening. Muskingum University will hold a special chapel service titled A Call to Service, A Remembrance on Thursday, December 8th at 11 in the morning in Brown Chapel. The service commemorates December 7th, 1941, in the lives of John Glenn and his wife Annie, Castor Glenn, and for the nation as a whole. At 10:30 in the morning, out of silence, the Annie Glenn story, a video created by Professors Tom Gurman and Jeff Harmon, written and narrated by Dr. Laurel Porter, will be shown. This event is open to the public. For more information, contact Muskingum University Chaplain Will Mullins at 826-8120. Chapel is held in Brown Chapel Thursday at 11 in the morning. Lunch will be provided following the service. Everyone is welcome. Chapel also airs live on WMCO starting at 11. Catholic Mass is held every Sunday at 1 in the afternoon in Chess Center, room 304, with Father Donald Franks. Like us at Facebook.com at Orbit907 News. Orbit Media is also on Twitter at Twitter.com at Orbit907 News. Follow us for local news, new Concord weather updates, and community information.
Now here's a final look at today's Orbit weather forecast. Rest of the day is considerably cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and a near city temperature of 57. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers in the evening with a low of 35. Thursday, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy and much cooler with a high of 43. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 32. Friday, mostly cloudy with a high of 42. Friday